This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda clarifies no intention to abolish the district election office. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha answers the questions raised in the House of Representatives. And Ukrainian army attacks Russian forces in southern Zaporizhia region. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has clarified that there is no intention to abolish the district election office. Instead, the aim is to introduce new management methods for its operations. The spokesperson of the Election Commission, Saligram Sarma Paudel, informed that Prime Minister Dahal assured the officials that the Commission's jurisdiction would not be limited or negatively impacted. He further mentioned that the government would fully support the implementation of the Election Management Act, voter list collection, and upcoming international conference that the Commission is planning to initiate. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha and Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat also expressed their agreement to manage the district election office in accordance with the Commission's recommendations. During the meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia referred to the responsibilities outlined in Article 246 of the Constitution of Nepal. He emphasized the constitutional obligation to provide the necessary staff, resources, tools and physical infrastructure to the Election Commission as stated in Article 247 and existing election laws. He reiterated the importance of the District Election Office. The program was attended by Communication and Information Technology Minister and Government Spokesperson Rekha Sharma, other election commissioners, the Chief Secretary and the Secretary of the Commission. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha addressed the House of Representatives and emphasized the government's commitment to curbing the activities that violate the Constitution and laws. About the recent incident in Ilam, Minister Shrestha assured that the government is dedicated to controlling illegal activities, while acknowledging the rights of individuals to peacefully express their thoughts and opinions. Minister Shrestha made it clear that the government will not tolerate disorderly conduct. He affirmed that anyone who resorts to unlawful behavior, engages in chaos, or poses a threat to public property or institution will be held accountable. At the beginning of today's meeting, members of the parliament from the main opposition, CPN-UML party, protested by raising from their seats. In response, Speaker of the House, Devraj Ghimire, allowed UML member of parliament, Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai, to speak and seek answers from the government regarding the recent attacks on UML leaders and activists during protest related to the naming of Kosi province. The meeting of the House of Representatives is currently ongoing. The Department of Roads has taken a firm stance against construction companies that fail to complete road and bridge projects on time. Contracts have been annulled for those negligent contractors who continuously delay the construction works despite repeated deadline extensions. Chief of the Division of Bridge under the Department of Roads, Narasimhan Sakya, has stated that the department would consider assigning construction projects to the same company only if there are conditions ensuring timely delivery. However, if these conditions are not met, the contract will be repealed. Chief Sakya emphasized that the certain processes, such as publishing a notice, must be followed before a contract can be annulled. Thus, it will take some time to initiate the necessary steps to terminate a contract. Nonetheless, the contract would be annulled if the process of work is unsatisfactory and if no work has been carried out at all. In the past, contracts were often extended for projects experiencing long delays, citing reasons such as the COVID-19 pandemic or amendments to the public procurement regulations. However, both the Department of Roads and the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport are now actively involved in addressing these issues. Nepal has been elected as a member of the United Nations Economic and Social Council ECOSOC for the term 2024 to 2026. The permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York announced that Nepal secured the highest number of votes, receiving 145 votes from the Asia-Pacific group during the elections held on June 8 in New York. In a tweet, the permanent mission of Nepal to the to the United Nations expressed gratitude for being elected to the ECOSOC with 145 votes. Nepal expressed its commitment to work closely with all member states to achieve the 2030 agenda and expressed appreciation for their support. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An explosion inside a mosque in northeast Afghanistan yesterday killed 11 people and injured 30. Reports say several Taliban officials were among those killed or wounded. A local official said the blast happened during a prayer service for the deputy governor of Badakhshan province, who was killed by a car bomb earlier this week. The Islamic State militant group said it carried out the car bomb attack. The explosion happened at 11 a.m. local time yesterday in the provincial capital, Faizabad. Eyewitnesses said gunfire could be heard after the explosion. According to the Russian officials and military bloggers, ongoing heavy fighting is reported in the key southern region of Zaporizhia, Ukraine. Ukrainian forces supported by tanks, artillery and drones are reportedly attempting to advance south of the town of Orykhiv for the second consecutive night. Military experts believe the Ukraine's anticipated counteroffensive will primarily focus on Zaporizhia. These experts argue that Kiev aims to regain control over the Sea of Azov, which could effectively split the occupying Russian forces in the region into two separate groups. This move would eliminate the land bridge to Crimea and potentially weaken Russian combat capabilities. Ukraine has been planning its counteroffensive for months, but it has sought to ensure sufficient time for training troops and acquiring advanced military equipment from its Western allies. Scientists in the United States have confirmed the onset of El Nino, a natural weather phenomenon in the Pacific Ocean that is expected to contribute additional heat to an already warming planet due to climate change. Experts predict that this occurrence will likely make 2024 the hottest year globally. Concerns are rising that El Nino could push the world beyond the critical threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius warming, a significant milestone in climate change. Furthermore, it is anticipated to have notable impacts on global weather patterns, including potential drought conditions in Australia, increased rainfall in the southern United States, and weakened monsoons in the Indian subcontinent. The effects of El Nino are expected to persist until the following spring, after which its influence will gradually diminish. Regarded as the most powerful climate fluctuations anywhere on Earth, this natural event holds substantial implications for the Earth's climate system. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thundershowers are likely to occur at a few places in hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and at one or two places in the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda clarifies no intention to abolish the district election office. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Shrestha answers the questions raised in the House of Representatives. And Ukrainian army attacks Russian forces in southern Zaporizhia region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.